Everton v Aston Villa. This is our predicted lineup episode up the Villa. How are we all doing? I hope we're all very, very good. So welcome to our predicted lineup episode. But before we get into it, subscribe to our channel. Your support recently has been absolutely massive. I can't thank you, Villa fans, enough for getting behind us and supporting us. The views are absolutely phenomenal, so thank you very much. But we are going for it. We're trying to up our content now. We've got some real good ideas coming to fruition. A couple of them are just going to take a little bit of time. We just need fine tuning, getting the concept absolutely bang on. But we've got some real good new concepts coming. And like I say, we're really going for it. Your support's huge. So if you can subscribe, if you do watch us and you aren't subscribed, it takes 2 seconds. It's free. You know, all this content that we do is free. All we ask is that you just hit subscribe and like our videos and support the channel and get in the comment section because you are all legends and we want to grow this and be as big as we physically possibly can. So that can only come with your support if you guys help the channel grow. So stay tuned for what we've got coming up. We've got an absolute tremendous episode coming out next week. I'm so excited to bring it to you because it's going to be quality. It's going to be absolutely quality. We've got a real special guest coming on. So you're all going to love them. So subscribe, hit them notifications because when that drops, you're going to love it. So thanks for all the support. So let's get into it. Our predicted lineup for Everton v Aston Villa. In goal, Martinez. He had a bit of a maiden in the last game. Very unlike Martinez. You know, he was at... It was like, you like this, aren't you? You started the game against United. The crowd's up for it. We want to get in them. We want to get at them. We want to put in a real good performance. And then that happens in the 7th minute and you're just like, oh my days, what is happening here? But like I knew he would, he redeemed himself with some real good saves at the minute. If you watch his saves, he gets 2 hands on every save now and he's pushing it out of danger and that is quality. So he redeemed himself. He loves it, doesn't he? He's fist pumping the badge at full time. He's in the north stand doing limbs. He absolutely loves it. And he will tell everybody how disappointed he was about that goal he conceded. But he redeemed himself, like I say, with some real good saves. I think House is going to come in for Konsa. I think he's 50-50. So Konsa. So he took a big whack. He couldn't make the end of the game, could he? So I do see Courtney Hawes coming in. I was really impressed with him when he came in on Saturday. I thought his distribution was quick, it was sharp, it was fast, it was what was needed. And to be fair, he hasn't put a foot wrong all season. I remember being at Stamford Bridge when he put that monster tackle in the Carabao Cup in on Lukaku. He got the goal against United at Old Trafford and he comes in and I think he's improved dramatically since he's been at the club, so I'm more than happy seeing him coming in and doing a job. I'm going with Mings to partner. I think he was at fault for the goal. I think he should have closed down. He was too hesitant for me, but he redeemed himself with the run and the drive and just to set up that Ramsey goal, so fair play to him. And I'm going with Luca Dean as well. I thought he had a real good, solid debut. Didn't set Villa Park alight, but the things that he did do were really composed. He looked assured, he looked at home. He flashed that one across De Gea, so I think there's plenty more to come. But yeah, one thing I would say on Matty Cash, the crossing has got to be better. He's had one assist since 2020. That has got to improve. So Cash, yes, he had a real decent game against United. He's had a good season, but for me, the crossing, the assists have got to come on now. So midfield, this is where it gets a bit tasty. I've gone with McGinn, come straight back in like he would. We just missed McGinn, didn't we? He's probably our most assured midfielder, our best midfielder. So I'm going McGinn, Luiz, and I'm going Sanson. I think he needs a run of games. I think we need to see what he's all about. I think if you're asking Sanson to come in here and there, you're never going to get the best out of Sanson playing that way. He needs confidence. You could see how frustrated he was at the end of the game And I think he knows he can do better. And I think he did have a good game, albeit the pass that he gave to Fred. So I'm going that midfield three. I think it's probably one of our best midfields three, apart from Ramsey not being in it. But this is what I'll get to. Buendia, yes, he's doing absolute bits. He's one of our best players. He looks tremendous, to be fair. I think he's going to be a real sensation in a Villa shirt. The passes, it's just there, isn't it? The vision's there. I just love him. I think he's a real good player. He's bumping off players. His skill, I think he's only going to get better and better in a Villa shirt. And on the left-hand side, I'm going with Ramsey. Again, I think he's doing bits in a Villa shirt. I think we're really starting to see the best out of Ramsey. The assists are coming, the goals are coming. He looks more composed. He's getting in and around the 18-yard box. And he looks at home there. He looks at ease. And it looks to me like he's really confident in and out of that position, popping in and out of that box. So I'm going with Ramsey starting just behind Watkins. He's done it before. He's done it against Leicester at home. And I'm going Watkins up top. I think Ings, Watkins, it's got to get in the bin. We've got to get Watkins back to the Watkins we all know he can be. In and around, on the shoulder, making runs in behind, decent hold-up play. I think just Ings, Watkins, it just doesn't work. They're getting each other's way. We need to let Watkins feel like he is our main striker and he can get some confidence back, because he's finishing, it's not been great recently, has it, to be fair? So I think we need to get Watkins back far into the Watkins that we know he can be. So let me know what your lineup is. My other lineup that I got jotted down was a midfield three of McGinn, Louise and Ramsey, Buendia, Watkins and starting Chukwuemeka, but I just don't know. So I've gone from a little bit more of a solid Sanson starting in midfield and Ramsey sort of on that left 10 behind Watkins. So that is my lineup. Like I say, let me know what yours is. I think this one's going to be a bit different because everybody sort of probably will pick a different sort of lineup. So some transfer news. Aston Villa linked with Luis Suarez. Yes. If I'm being totally honest, which I always am on the podcast, I'm not going to come on here and pretend I'm buzzing, pretend that I'm trying to be excited. Let me know what you think of Suarez to Villa as well, but I'm not feeling it. I'm just really not feeling it. No one needs to tell me how good Luis Suarez is in front of goals, his goal return for Liverpool and Atletico Madrid, because I know how good he is in front of goal, I know how good of a player he is, but I think watching him, you know, from an outset, I've said watching Coutinho, I've loved him. Watching Luka Dean, I've been really impressed with. Just watching Suarez, I've never liked him, to be fair. He's just one of them players that a lot of Villa fans don't like Fernandez for United. That they hate him, don't they? And I've just never liked Suarez. I've just never liked his whinging, the moaning, the getting him to the ref. And yes, that's what we lack at times, but yeah, the off-field stuff, the biting. If I'm being honest, I've just never liked him, so I'm just not feeling it. If he came in and started bagging goals, then obviously I'll probably warm to him. But yeah, it's just one that I'm really just not into, to be honest. I think we've got two strikers who aren't prolific in front of goal at the minute anyway, in Watkins and Ings. We can't make them two work. Yes, he'd probably be able to coach them for the finishing. I mean, Watkins especially. But I think we've got a little superstar in Cam Archer as well. I think he's our little Tevez. He could be our little Suarez. I think if he's nurtured, I mean, if you look at his goal against, was it Charlton in the, no, West Brom in the under-23 game. Quality finish. His finishing is absolutely remarkable. So maybe he can go out on loan and come back in the summer for a pre-season. But I think Archer, for me, he's got it all. He really has got it all in front of goal. So he's one to keep an eye on for me. Another one to keep an eye on who I've been impressed with is Feeney. In the centre-back role, I think he's really good. I think the thing is, for a lot of these youngsters that we have got, is a lot of them we're never going to see in a Villa shirt. We've got so many of them that are really good, but we are never, ever going to see them playing for Aston Villa. So I think we are probably going to go down a sort of a Chelsea mould where we keep them, we loan them out, we make big profits on them, and then the odd one or two will filter through into the first team, because I think already Gerrard's sort of changing the mould a little bit. He wants some proven quality for now. He wants to start getting us and achieving now. And these youngsters are going to come in 2 or 3 years' time, and their development, their careers might be going on different paths. So I do think we are not going to see a lot of them in Villa shirts anyway. So, but I think Cam Archer, for me, he's got it all. I really want to see him in and around the first team, like I do Chukwuemeka. So this is our predicted lineup episode. Let us know what you guys think at home. Let me know what you think of the Suarez rumour. Support the channel. We've got big things coming. Your support is brilliant. So thank you. Up the Villa.